As our series winds down, we've asked a few writers for their must-read recommendations on any aspect of manhood. For author Ben Dolnick, it's a memoir about a son's experience taking care of his elderly father. That son, Philip Roth.
If you were placing a bet on which author would write the tenderest, most moving book about fatherhood, Philip Roth would probably not be your guy. He's written almost 30 books that are as raw as anything in American fiction, and the parent-child relationships in them tend to be either humiliating or devastating. Epic fights are par for the course. In one, a daughter even becomes a domestic terrorist. So it's a surprise and a delight to stumble on his book, Patrimony. It's nonfiction. Roth wrote it in the last years of his father's life, and it feels almost like a diary. As the book opens, Herman Roth, age 86, has woken up paralyzed in half his face. It's the beginning of a familiar, miserable drama. Doctor's appointments, surgeries, more surgeries, and finally, surrender. Throughout it all, Philip acts as sidekick and scribe. He goes to a hilariously amateurish string quartet recital at Herman's social club. He distracts Herman with talk of the Mets. He sits through endless stories of Herman's childhood in Newark. But this portrait isn't airbrushed. Because this is still Philip Roth, who can't help painting every wart in microscopic detail, the father he depicts here is demanding and difficult. He sulks like a child and bullies his girlfriend. He's a flesh-and-blood human. And, since that flesh happens to be deteriorating, this makes for some painful reading. In one of the most memorable scenes in the book, Herman loses control of his bowels while having lunch at Philip's house. Philip cleans up the mess. At one point, he scrubs between the floorboards with his toothbrush, and he promises his humiliated father that he won't tell his wife, won't tell the children, won't tell anyone. That Philip goes on to tell everyone, here in the book, somehow doesn't feel like a betrayal. It feels like an exaltation. By bringing us so close to his father, closer than any eulogy or obituary, Roth draws on the reserves of love and understanding that, at our best, we might feel for our own fathers. In this portrait, he performs the ultimate act of love, the best kind of preservation. He's taken his father's life, flaws and mortifications and all, and made it a work of art.
That's writer Ben Dolnick talking about Philip Roth's 1991 memoir, Patrimony, A True Story. It's Dolnick's must-read recommendation for our series on men's lives. Thank you.